Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill
from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us in a trial that has already been littered with unforeseen circumstances. Another one occurred today with the prosecution requesting an early dismissal for the day, to which the defense did not object. The trial will continue tomorrow. It was revealed that the scheduling change might have been due to the death of a family member of Lindsay Blake, the Fremont County prosecuting attorney. Prior to that, there was testimony in the trial. Here's the latest.
The morning session commenced with Joe Powell of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office being called to the stand by Spencer Rammel, Madison County Deputy Prosecuting Attorney. With 20 years of experience under his belt, Powell oversees patrols, detectives, schedules, and assists everyone on staff. Powell's testimony began with him discussing his involvement in the surveillance of Lori and Chad. He shared that he had only surveilled the couple once, following them from the apartment complex in Madison County to Idaho Falls. During this operation, Powell was accompanied by his chief deputy and two detectives from Rexburg Police, all in separate vehicles. The officers took different photos of Chad and Lori, with Powell capturing the couple at Cafe Rio and Hobby Lobby in Idaho Falls on November 1, 2019. Powell's involvement in the investigation extended to helping conduct a search warrant on Alex Cox's townhome and assisting with the exhumation of Tammy Daybell's body. He reviewed Tammy's medical records and obtained a warrant for her prescription medications from Walmart, which included fluoxetine and tramadol. Powell explained that the investigation into Tammy Daybell's death was initiated because she was young and in good health. The fact that her husband was seen with another woman soon after her death raised suspicions. The prosecution team admitted several photos as evidence, including the autopsy photo of Tammy Daybell's body, images of her grave and backhoe, the vault, the gravesite, and the casket being loaded into a vehicle en route to the medical examiner's office. As the morning session progressed, the court played a phone call between Chad and Lori on June 9, 2020, the day police were searching Chad's property. Lori asked if they were seizing items, to which Chad replied, "No, they're searching." The call also revealed Lori inquiring about what she could do for Chad, and he responded by suggesting she should pray. The day continued with the defense cross-examining Det, Ray Hermosillo. John Thomas, the defense attorney, questioned Hermosillo about the digging at the fire pit and the process of sifting through dirt. Hermosillo explained that the FBI brought a sifter, and they would scoop up dirt and solid objects, such as teeth and bones, which were then laid out on a blue tarp. Photos would be taken and the evidence logged before they resumed sifting. Hermosillo also shared that none of the tips police received from the public helped in finding JJ and Ty Lee. He mentioned that the warrant was served at Chad's house between 8 and 8:30 a.m. on June 9, 2020. Furthermore, he stated that there was no evidence to suggest that JJ was alive after September 2019 and Ty Lee after September 2019. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the prosecution requested an early dismissal for the day, to which the defense did not object. The trial will continue the next day. It was later revealed that the schedule change might have been due to the death of a family member of Lindsay Blake, the Fremont County prosecuting attorney. Throughout the day, several witnesses provided crucial testimonies and insights into the case. The trial continues to unravel the mysterious circumstances surrounding the deaths of Tammy Daybell, J.J. Vallow, and Tylee Ryan. With each passing day, the courtroom is filled with anticipation as both the prosecution and defense continue to present their arguments and evidence to the jury. The trial is expected to proceed for several weeks, with many more witnesses and experts lined up to testify. Some of the anticipated testimonies include forensic experts who will present the findings of the autopsies conducted on the victims. These testimonies will be crucial in shedding light on the cause and manner of the deaths, which remain a central issue in the case against Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell. Additionally, it is expected that the prosecution will attempt to demonstrate a pattern of deception and manipulation by the defendants. Key elements of this strategy may include presenting evidence of Chad and Lori's alleged religious beliefs and how these beliefs may have influenced their actions. To this end, the prosecution is expected to call upon several witnesses who had close interactions with the couple, such as friends, family members, and even former members of their religious group. On the other hand, the defense will likely focus on poking holes in the prosecution's case, questioning the validity and reliability of the evidence presented. This approach may involve challenging the methods used by investigators to collect evidence and the conclusions drawn by forensic experts. The defense may also seek to present alternative theories to explain the deaths, which could raise reasonable doubt in the minds of the jury.
That's the latest that we have for you. Full courtroom audio will be posted as soon as we get it from the court. Right here on the podcast feed. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is Continuous Coverage.
Continuous Coverage.
Continuous Coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell.
From the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.